We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. Dave Lewis joining me here as well. We've got Linda Morse, City Commissioner, who is going to have another term on the commission. We also have former City Commissioner and soon-to-be City Commissioner once again, Mark Hattasall, joining us as we look ahead to the year 2020. Hard to believe we're saying 2020. Every time I hear it, I think, how can that be possible already 20 years into this century? But I want to talk to you guys both about kind of some things you'd like to accomplish here in the near term in 2020. Whoever wants to go first, we'll go ahead and start.
Well, I don't have any particular agenda that I'm going to be pushing and promoting this year other than trying to kind of scale back government's interference with life and business, especially. Just recently, the city announced that they were going to be cutting back or eliminating their Zoo Sprouts child care program that they have offer up at the zoo. And part of the reason in that memo was KDHE is reinterpreting some regulation that now makes it harder, and it's going to basically run our program out of business. Now, on one hand, people complain about the high price of child care, and then the KDHE and the inspectors require more and more requirements out of these mom-and-pop operations and even businesses that provide child care, and that drives up the cost or it drives them out of business. And so I had a patient does in-home child care, and she said three of her friends quit last year. So that's 18 to 24 spots of the most affordable child care are now gone. And so those people are either going to have to pay the higher price someplace else, or they'll stay home. And then there's one more potential member of the workforce that we lose because they're now staying home with the kids instead of being able to put the kids in a child care place and go find a job. And with the unemployment that we have and that every place is looking for help almost, we need to figure out some ways to encourage in-home child care instead of letting the state regulators discourage it to the point where we don't have enough of that available in the community. So that's one of the things. We need to be careful that the code services and zoning requirements make it too hard for businesses to open and to stay open. And so that's one of the things I'm going to be watching closely, is making it a little bit easier for mom-and-pop businesses, mom-and-pop childcare, mom-and-pop enterprises to be able to stay in business easier without the long arm of government totally cracking down on every aspect of it. And usually it seems to me to be unnecessarily.
Can I just say one thing? As a parent myself, we pay child care. And one of the things we noticed when we moved to Manhattan about a year ago is just how limited there is of child care providers. And then the expense of it all is hard to believe.
Well, a part of it is there's regulations, but the different inspectors interpret them differently. One will come by one year and say, yeah, that's fine. And then the next year, a different regulator person will come by and say, oh, gosh, you've got to change that. And suddenly it's a big deal. It's a few $1,000 fix or something. And you can't spread that out over the cost of half a dozen kids and make it worth actually doing. And so that's one of the driving forces and one of the things that I'd like to see us try to facilitate an improvement of, instead of just saying, oh, that's the way it is. And that's one of the big items that's going to be on our legislative agenda when we meet with our state reps and state senators next week, is no one's advocating unsafe child care, but there's enough regulations in place 20 years ago to keep kids safe. And so now it's just a matter of they're imagining things that could go wrong and making people put systems in place to stop that. We've got to end that.
All right. Linda, do you want to respond to that, or maybe some of your goals?
I don't know. I only know what was in the memo. I don't know a lot about the Zoo Sprouts program, other than it's KDHE does the inspections for child care, or they contract with counties. I know. I'm not sure the city belongs in the child care business necessarily. There are things we do belong, we have to be there for, and this may be the kind of auxiliary program that isn't that essential. There are only 11 children in it right now. And I like to use our facilities as the best way we can also. So, but moving on to your original question, I am always pleased when I hear Manhattan receive a rating, and we were number two in livability communities across the country. We have been doing some things right here, and I'm not sure we get credit for the things we do here. And so we have Kansas State, the presence of Kansas State University. We have Fort Riley. We have the NBAF coming. I am really pleased with the number of NBAF employees that have been here during this construction, because our community, with the down with the K-State enrollment being down and Fort Riley deployments, we would have been really hard-pressed on just our general economy and sales tax income. So we have to keep working and keep positive in order to sell our community. I'm interested in results as a city is funding the Chamber's Region Reimagined program. I am really interested in having some economic development results. And I know it's just beginning, and people are talking about how stagnant it's been for several years. And so we need a renewed energy and emphasis for with regard to bringing and attracting people to this community on those several fronts that are the focus of Region Reimagined. I also think it's going to be tough for the city, budget-wise, to accomplish what needs to be done. Just maintenance on some of the facilities we have, and in the next year or two, by 2 years, we will be bringing on two new indoor activity centers, and that will require some staffing. I want to be sure we make wise decisions so we don't have to have a bunch of employees. Like the design for the swimming pools require 20 lifeguards. Well, you know, maybe another design wouldn't have required that many employees. So you look at the long arm of how things play out, and those. So the city talks about not being able to find or afford a lot of, lifeguards is a problem. Why they want to close, and city commission keeps pushing back at them. No, we built those pools. We spent a lot of money, and we want the pools open as long as possible for the people in this community. And the numbers, I think, are a testimony to the need to keep them open. So there's always this push-pull trying to do all the right things to be this community that fits everyone. We can't just focus on one population. We have to look at all of us and try to make the community the best we can. I think we're a low-crime community. As I look, I just looked at the community needs assessment. We're lower. I think that we have some really good numbers here compared to the state of Kansas. We are in the state of Kansas, so we have to kind of balance things and realize that we're pretty fortunate. We don't have some of the chaos that's happening in other parts of the country, and I'm interested in that kind of stability here so we can afford to pay our bills too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we got just a couple minutes here left. Just maybe get your final thoughts here on the team that you'll be working with here. The obviously you two will be on there with Yusha Reddy and Wynn Butler, and who's the other one? Aaron Estabrook. What are you guys looking forward to here? Got a lot of balance.
I think I'd like to go first, just because I need to leave. Okay. But I think we have commissioners that is just like the current. Commissioners come from all kinds of backgrounds. The new commission is going to have different backgrounds, and that is a strength, that commissioners don't come and stay forever, and they don't just reflect one. We don't have three commissioners that have an agenda that push it on everyone. I think we do have, I think we want a welcoming kind of community that people come here because we're an attractive community, and our commissioners set that tone. And I don't want to shut people out. So,
all right. Okay. Mark?
Well, I just I think it's going to be a good combination. Whenever you have too many people on the left, too many people on the right, people get mad because they try to force an agenda, like Linda said. And so it's a matter of if we can kind of meet in the middle a little bit sometimes and make some progress. That's what the people voted us in for.
All right. Well, we look forward to working with you guys here in the future, and have a happy new year.
Thank you, Brandon.
All right, that's going to do it here for In Focus on this final day of 2019, Dave.
And the best of In Focus tomorrow.
Correct.
Here on KMAN. Clark Howard Show for a little bit, and then we've got PowerCat Game Day beginning at 10:30. Good day to put on purple if you haven't done so already. Good job there, Linda. Good job there, Mark. Proud of you. It's 10 a.m.